Welcome back to the U.S. Naval History Podcast, and I hope that you are having a wonderful New Year's Day. I am recording this a few days before New Year's, and this is a really cool episode on New Year's Decalogue entries, which are actually a uniquely American naval tradition, in which you're allowed to have a little bit of fun with the Decalogue. The Decalogue is the legal document which typically lays out the daily chronology of certain events for administrative and legal purposes. It is a legal document. But there's two occasions in which you're allowed to have a little fun with it. One is when you're crossing the line, so the equator. And then two is on New Year's Day. And as I mentioned, this isn't in the Royal Navy. This seems to have been an American thing that started somewhere around World War I and gained popularity and hit its peak during the Vietnam era. And then slowly dwindled since then. But in the past couple of years, the Naval History and Heritage Command has tried to revive this a little bit by having a New Year's Decalogue entry with a very small $100 prize to the person who writes it. The person who writes it is the officer of the deck, either underway or in port, who happens to have that unlucky New Year's Eve midnight watch when it's ticking over to New Year's Day. It's a little bit funny, and there's a huge variety of them, and you can go access, actually, ship's logs archives, and it's traditionally written in some sort of verse and talks about what's going on with the ship or the plight of the poor people who have to be on watch. But they still have to include all the required information that you need when you start a new day. Because every time you start a new day in the Decalogue, you have to include certain mandatory information on the state of the sea, the weather, the state of the engineering plant, course and speed of the ship, et cetera, et cetera. And so an example of that might be from the USS Richmond K. Turner, DLG 20, back on January 1st, 1967, right as 1159 rolled into 1200. At 8 knots, steaming with Hanson in stride, Richmond K. Turner serves her country with pride. Dangerous waters are on these coasts, rimmed with the Viet Cong, who are hardly our host. Nothing must daunt us on this New Year's night. This year, at last, we must concentrate might, fighting aggression and guarding our home. Wary, lest commies try farther to roam. The ship is darkened as Hanson is too, holding to the fact that we're 020 true. Sopa and the officer in tactical command, Captain of Turner, is much in demand. His is the judgment on which we rely. He calls the shots, and TE77.0.1.2 does comply. Com 7th Fleet has positioned us here, near North Vietnam, where our purpose is clear. And so all this does incorporate all the necessary information, or at least most of it, and the rest might be just written at the bottom of that. But I wanted to read the winning 2023, so that's last year, because the winners for this year haven't been released. And the winner was Bunker Hill, which was CG-52. This was the 0-3 watch, and the ship was in port, so they weren't steaming. This was written by Lieutenant Artem M. Sherebinin, who was the navigator aboard the Bunker Hill, and they were pierside. And the Bunker Hill is an old cruiser, which was basically slated to be mothballed. He wrote a pretty funny one. It won last year, so I'll go ahead and read that. As New Year's bells ring out tonight, we celebrate our warship's might. In poetic form, we must recall Bunker Hill's life before her 2023 mothball. In 86, she first set sail, her hurricane bow impervious to the Beaufort scale. Within her clean lines, a new surprise, the Mark 41 VLS, the first of its kind. In 91, she was still young, tomahawks into Saddam's Iraq she flung. Then in 06, with years of salt coating her steel, Bunker Hill received new Aegis upon her keel. For the next 10 years, she was at sea, the place a sailor ought to be. From San Diego to around the Horn, her Spy One radars tracked everything airborne. Then in 20, she faced new enemies big and small, the COVID virus and NCT one port call. Through 21 in Pacific waters she remained, keeping Chinese warships contained. But in 2023, she will become an absentee upon the sea, for Bunker Hill will be no more. Decommissioning is the fate of this great man of war. and Team 52 will finally rest. This wondrous crew has bested every test. Fair winds and following seas to you on this last day of 2022. I just thought that was a great little poem. And a lot of fun, a little bit of levity. I'm going to share the link to the 2023 contest winners in the show description. But I also wanted to read one more. And this is another historical example going back to the heyday of these sorts of deck log entries. This one was January 1st, 1969, the height of the Vietnam conflict. And it took place off the east coast of Vietnam. And this one is really interesting, as you'll see, because at the end of the deck log entry, it was updated to reference an engagement with the enemy that occurred as the entry was being written. And so the quartermaster was writing that entry, and then the battleship, the New Jersey, BB-62, ended up having to do a sudden call to fire, and they incorporated that into the poetry. And so this will be the last one I read, so I'll share this as well. This is the Midnight to Four Watch. Independently steaming off Vietnam, in search of Victor Charlie Kong. And now just south of the DMZ, shooting at targets too far to see. With orders from Comm's 7th Fleet to fire our guns to keep things neat, as part of 70.8.9, we will be firing all the time. Employment Schedule 3-6-9 keeps us busy on the line. The OTC and SOPA 2 is Captain Snyder of 62. Courses vary through the night, but 090 at 5 just now seems right. Yoke is set, we know it's true. We seem at conditions of readiness too. With boilers 1, 3, 5, and 8, generators 2, 4, 6, and 8, we'll have no problem making steam with them on our New Jersey team. We show no navigation light for darkened ship this New Year's night. Lieutenant Thornton, the OOD, says things look good, and we should see a sunrise with the pass of time to bring things into 69. There are some things we hold so dear, among them peace in this new year. Good cheer, good luck, a safe trip home, and with that thought, I'll end this poem. A mistake has been made in this log, I fear, for more entries need be entered here. At the time, 0241. Order was received to fire our guns. Commence fire main battery turret 2, and a happy new year, Victor Charlie, to you. 7 salvos responded with a mighty clap, with 7 full charges and projectiles high cap. The enemy and his hooches and bunkers we did zap. Rounds complete, ceasefire came up through the phones, and reluctantly we returned to the night steaming zones. T.J. Thornton, Lieutenant, United States Navy. And so the things that they're referring to that they had to refer to are the boiler status, the generator status, their course, their speed, the SOPA, the senior officer present afloat. And they basically had to also incorporate, as they were writing, a little bit about having to fire on Victor Charlie, so Viet Cong, VC, right? And they referenced 70.8.9, which is task unit 70.8.9, which off of Vietnam was the Naval Gunfire Support Unit, which directed operations along the coast, and ships were assigned to this group from the fleet's cruiser destroyer command and also occasionally incorporated Royal Australian Navy and battleships as well. And they steamed off the coast of North Vietnam or a little bit south of the DMZ as well and directed gunfire support in support of the Marines and the soldiers and the South Vietnamese ashore, as apparently they did on that New Year's night. And so that's just two of the many, many, many that have been written over the many years. It's a uniquely American tradition, one that is a little bit of fun in a legal document. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you have had a great year and that next year will be great as well. I'm looking forward to putting out some more great content. As always, you can email me at usnavalhistorypodcast@gmail.com. If you like the poetry, go ahead and give me 5 stars. And until then, fair winds and following seas.